Hi there, you're listening to the LLB podcast, the podcast for law students and young lawyers. My name is Johnny Nguyen and I'll be your host today. Welcome to episode 10 of the podcast. Today I'll be talking about interviews and my best tips for tackling behavioural interview questions, one of the staples of corporate interviews. Let's talk about behavioural interview questions today. I want to share with you first how I prepare for them, and second, how I take my answers a bit further than the traditional staff method. To bring us all up to speed, behavioural interview questions are more or less a staple of the modern interview, and something you want to be prepared for and become really good at answering. What they sound like in practice are questions such as, or statements really, tell us about a time where you demonstrated good teamwork skills, or tell us about a time where you solved a challenging problem through leveraging your problem-solving skills. Now, let's dive into how I prepare for them. I think preparation really just involves understanding your own experiences and being decisive about which ones you want to use. The objective of your preparation should be to, at the end of the day, come out with a single experience that demonstrates a single behavior. It's a one-to-one match here. And it's not because you don't have multiple experiences that demonstrate multiple things. It's simply that you want to, when you're under pressure, not have to make many decisions. You want to reduce the scope for error and panic here and really have one experience that you can pre-prepare for. It's usually easy to do this because you already know what kind of organization you're applying for, what kind of things you want to demonstrate, and obviously you know your own experiences. The only thing to do then is to match them up with the kinds of questions you might receive. So some of the common ones you might want to prepare for, the most common ones from my experience, are teamwork skills, as mentioned before, organizational skills, so things like prioritization, time management, etc. Thirdly, resilience, so questions about your ability to bounce back from mistakes and deal with challenges and how you learn from them. And lastly, communication skills. You can probably Google a fuller list. I'm sure there are lots of resources out there that document various kinds of behavioral questions, and you'll be able to prepare for various kinds more fully if you look up those sorts of resources. What's the process behind it though? So I'd start with step one by simply listing out all of your relevant experiences. Obviously, the more prep you do here, the better your answers will be, but it's usually sufficient to just look at the experiences that you've listed on your resume. So detail them all out. Second step here is to really reflect on those experiences and draw some meaning out of them. You might start with something basic, such as looking at what you did in those specific jobs. So tasks that you undertook. To go a little bit deeper, you obviously want to think about, secondly, what sort of process you used, or what was your thought process, and or how you did these tasks. Thirdly, you might want to round off by thinking about the kinds of lessons you learned there, the skills you developed, or any other thing that you might want to mention, achievements, etc. Now that you've fleshed it out, it's really a matter of simply matching it up, right? You have a list of questions you want to prepare for, and you have the experiences and what they mean. And at that point, it's a matter of just matching them up. Which one best demonstrates a certain skill? Which one best demonstrates it in certain contexts? You obviously want to think carefully about this and how you can relate these experiences back to any specific organization you're applying to, and broadly how it might reflect on you in that process. This one's a bit of a personal call. I probably can't give you too much help there. So once you've got all that together, the last step is to actually put it together in a form that you can use. So I personally just use a table with one column simply detailing the skill that I want to demonstrate, and the second column sort of giving me the cheat sheet of my experiences, so identifying a specific experience. Like my advice elsewhere, don't be afraid to print this out and bring it into the interview. Once again, it won't make you look incompetent. It'll probably just make you seem even more well prepared. So at this point, it looks like we've got preparation down. So how do we actually execute this for a clean, good interview experience? Personally, what I use is the method called PrepStar. It goes a little further than the ordinary star. So prostatic method that most of you might know already. It stands for Situation, Task, Action, and Result. And it's a basic storytelling technique that's used in most interviews. I won't take you through STAR. There's lots of resources online that can help you figure out how to use the method STAR, and it's quite effective at a really basic level. Now, for me, I personally take them to the next level with PREP STAR. And what does it stand for first? PREP STAR, obviously the STAR part is the same. PREP stands for point, reason, evidence, and then point again. This is really about bringing your achievements into light of a broader argument, into something that you can relate back within your evidence point. So you obviously start by not launching immediately into STAR, but actually answering the question with a point-blank answer. Second, you then provide the reason why that thought or that answer is particularly important. Evidence is where you insert your STAR normally, and you tell the story. And you conclude by bringing back the relevance of the first point again. This all sounds very theoretical. Let's look at what it looks like in practice. Let's look at the classic question we talked about at the beginning. Tell us about a time where you demonstrated good teamwork skills. So instead of just launching in, this one time I whatever, you might start by answering the question of what is good teamwork. So you start by saying, good teamwork means being able to be observant enough to identify the strengths and weaknesses within a group of people and then taking action to actually improve the synergy or improve the outcome in some way. That's just a hypothetical answer. It's probably not the right answer. Don't need to use it, but just for illustrative purposes. So once you've got that point that you stand behind, you want to provide reasons, and this is where you can really highlight your understanding of the organization. You bring it all back. So the reason here might be that this is the heart of teamwork because it allows individuals to complement each other and their strengths and weaknesses and ultimately produce synergies that are greater than the sum of their own individual parts. This is really important for your organization because you are a global company that draws upon experience across multiple different countries and the expertise of the domestic team to produce the best possible result for even the largest clients. You can see there that you've brought it back to why this is important to this specific company, but you obviously want to tailor that according to each organization. Not every company is going to be a global company. So then you launch into your STAR, right? That's the evidence of this point. And hopefully you'll want to use an example that really reinforces your first point. Or it's the other way around. Your point should reinforce your evidence. So ideally you want to talk about a time when you did observe people's strengths and weaknesses and were able to make meaningful changes within an organization to produce better outcomes for clients, stakeholders, the organization, etc. And then you want to round that out by concluding with that, drawing out the relevance and pointing out how you did that and ultimately the benefit that you made to the company and perhaps the relevance of that sort of skill here in this organization. That's it from me today here. So let me know how you prepare for interviews. I'd love to hear about all the various techniques people use. Do you use similar methods? And do you have something else that you find even more useful that you'd like to share? Let me know in the comments. Thanks for watching and see you next time.